Just because I love you, it don't mean I trust you. Everybody not to be trusted. Everybody around me thugging. Everybody around me drugging. Everybody around me hustling. Everybody know not to bring no new rhythm around me. They say I be bugging. Got racks in the go yard luggage. Just because I love you, it don't mean I trust you. Everybody not to be trusted.
Hey guys, welcome back to Uncut with Q. This segment is going to be Inexperienced with Tony
and Cruz.
Okay guys, so today what we're going to be talking about is books. So last time we were just talking about, we're just kind of introducing ourselves and just telling y'all what we do. But now we're kind of going to go into the, learning aspect of it and just kind of telling y'all what y'all need to do or what y'all need to invest in within yourselves to, I guess, build yourselves up in the young entrepreneurship game, you know?
Absolutely. So the reason we're going to be talking about books today is because both me and Tony will not have been where we have like gotten if it wasn't for reading. Reading is the key to open many doors in your life. Like just when I was like, say 2 months ago, I was nowhere near like the level of reading and the level of thinking and the awareness that I'm at now. And one of the main books that got me to where we are is The Compound Effect. And so Tony, tell us a little bit about The Compound Effect.
Guys, so The Compound Effect. So I don't know, in the last show that we did, or the last episode and the last podcast that we just did, I talked about The Compound Effect. And this book really put a lot of things in perspective for me. So basically what The Compound Effect is about is just basically it's just a book basically kind of breaking it down that by little, if you keep putting a maximum effort, even though it's not a lot, but by little, that's going to turn into something bigger down the line. And key words, down the line in the future. So last time when I was talking about this book, I was saying how much it blew my mind because it really put me in perspective of how impatient we are. I feel like us being as young as we are, we are super impatient. And this whole generation is just fast livings, fast cash, fast everything, fast. Absolutely. What do you think about that?
So actually, the fact that you said that, it brings me back to a bit of an interesting memory. So when I was younger, I was actually, oh man, I lost it, but we'll keep going. So what do I think about fast living? Definitely every kid in our generation is so used to seeing what the TikToks, they're seeing the reels, they're seeing the YouTube shorts. And it's just even like the format of that media is meant to just keep our attention for a second and then blip onto the next.
Yeah.
So have you said like, or how do I put this? Would you say that that's affected like your ability to focus for a prolonged amount of time?
Yeah, man. Because when I was 16, right, and I first got into this wholesaling thing, right, I was just so, what'd you call it? Like just all in my head thinking that I wasn't doing enough because I just wanted it right now. Wanted it right now. I'm like, man, this isn't working. I'm over here calling. I'm over here texting. I'm over here putting in hours without even being paid. Like because obviously when you get into this game, you know, no one's paying you. You're going to make your own money. You're going to make your own bread because it all just kind of depends on what the work you do. Right.
Absolutely.
So like I was just so invested and caught up with I want it right now. But we kind of have to dwindle ourselves back into reality and back into our own, I guess, subconscious, just to kind of tell ourselves like none of this is going to happen right now. Like, you know how long it took us to graduate? Like, you know, it took us 4 years to graduate. If life was fast, it would have never took that long. So absolutely. I guess like what I'm trying to go with this is that, guys, y'all really need to invest yourself into books. So I've already read 3 books in the past 2 months, which is the As a Man Thinketh, The Compound Effect, and Think and Grow Rich. And the one that was most beneficial to me at the moment was Think and Grow Rich. And then the one that really put me on was this book right here. I'm telling you guys, this really put things in perspective for me and kind of gave me a new mindset about things and just overall helped me out to better my routine and better just myself in ways that I couldn't even imagine. So I guess my next question for you, Mele, is what book that have you read and that would you want to share to the people that you think would be beneficial to them in their entrepreneurship?
So one book like in particular that was meaningful to me was one called 3 Magic Words. It's written by U.S. Anderson, and the way I heard about it was actually through a little reel of Nipsey Hussle just talking about his manifestation of his desires. So a few months back, I really had zero idea about like what any of that meant. I had zero clue what any of that was. And so it sparked an interest in my brain. So I went out, you know, I bought it. I put my head down, and in a few weeks, I was just learning lesson after lesson after lesson. And for some reason, deep within my soul, everything that I was receiving from that book just felt like it was facts. It, like, no part of me like ever questioned what was in it. And that can be tricky with some things that you're reading. And so you got to be mindful of the content. But this book was most beneficial to me because it allowed me to look at my brain from a different perspective. It allowed me to remove myself from the, I am this, or I am that, or we will do this, or we will do that. And it forced me to step back and just look at my situation and evaluate what it was I was doing wrong. And one of the things that I noted was a lack of accountability. So this book really put into perspective how much responsibility I have and how much responsibility I at the time was not really like taking advantage of. And so basically what I'm trying to say is that if we can be present in every single moment of the day, then we will be propelled and at least we will have control of everything that we do. But living this fast life that we do, you know, whether it's the scrolling, whether it's, you know, going out and having fun with our friends, whether that's, you know, eating junk food, whether that's us just sleeping in the morning and, you know, refusing to get up. Those are valuable seconds, mm-hmm. valuable minutes and valuable hours that we will not get back.
Yeah.
And so the more time that we spend here in the present moment, making like intentional decisions, the further we will get. And so that's why The Three Magic Words by U.S. Anderson is probably the most influential book to me. And young entrepreneurs may be able to pull some value from it. What about you, Tony?
So the most influential book to me that I have read that has really put my perspective, or really has changed my perspective, was Think and Grow Rich. We just finished that book like 3 days ago?
Yeah, no, three days ago. It was great.
Dude, that book is like... like, it's crazy, man. It really breaks down. It literally, that book is literally a catalog of just how to get rich and just how to change your mindset into something you never thought it would be. Because what they explain in the book, right, is just the whole thing about it. Even on the cover, it says think and grow rich.
Absolutely. Right?
And I remember first reading the book when I was 16 and my brother tried to put me on, but you know, being 16, like I didn't care about books. I didn't care about reading. I barely even read in high school, but I would say that book was very influential. And if y'all want a book to read or want a book to start, it would definitely be that book or this book. But why that book was so influential to me, 'cause it really just broke down every single step on how to attain riches. And it really, and another thing that it helped me with is, I guess, personal development. Because a lot of it is just mindset. What a lot of these books is going to teach you guys is just straight mindset. Nothing about, you can always be doing more. Obviously, there's going to be the physical aspect of it. Obviously, you know, taking action within with what you read, right? But it really just breaks it down and really gets you thinking. And I guess kind of puts your subconscious mind into that. Because as you read these books, guys, you're kind of just feeding your subconscious mind. Because you can read these books and you probably won't even remember what most of it even said, but you will see yourself apply those things in the book just out of nowhere, just because you read it. And
no, absolutely. One of my huge takeaways from Think and Grow Rich was the fact that it mentions something called a poverty mindset and a money like mindset. Mm-hmm. So you can also look at that as like a poverty consciousness or like money consciousness. And so through being money conscious, it allows us to just have an oversight of every single thing that we need to do, every single like bill that we need to pay, every single thing that leaves our account or goes into our account, and every single action that we take. It forces you to acknowledge that, oh yes, this is going to be pushing me in the right direction, or oh yes, this is going to be pulling me further from the goal that I'm trying to reach. And so with all these like personal development books, like he said, a lot of ideas are going to be like flooding your brain, but our brain may not may not absorb it right away.
Mm-hmm.
But the key with all of these books is that they're planting seeds of personal development and personal growth.
Yeah.
As Tony said earlier, when he was 16, he tried to read this book and the words weren't really making much sense.
I couldn't do it, dude. It was hard. Like, it was genuinely, I read 3 pages and I didn't understand a single word. Like, a single word. Like, it was like, and the thing is, like, when Q brought me that book, like, I was thinking, like, he was thinking, like, man, this book, he was telling me, like, oh, this book's gonna put you on and everything. I was excited to read it, man.
You open it up and you're like, what? This is bullshit.
Yeah, just 1, 2. All right. That's where I messed up, though.
Right.
Guys, we're talking about books today because these, like, even though this is just, you know, a cover with a few hundred pages in it, like, it doesn't seem much, but these books can really bring you great value into your mindset, into your relationships, into yourself, into your business, into your just young entrepreneurship, you know?
Absolutely. And, like, probably one of my best perspectives when it comes to reading, and at least why you should read, is that there have been easily, like, millions to billions of humans that have walked this earth. You may only end up meeting a few thousand in your lifetime, but so many people have left their findings. They have left the things that they've learned. They've left the steps that it takes, and they've left the mindset that you need to have to acquire the goals that we have. And so it's in our best interest, and it may not be in yours just yet, but you'll come to find out that books literally hold the key to anything and everything that you could ever want to learn. And me personally, I'm a student for life. What about you?
Yeah, man. I feel like, yeah, I'll always be a student for life, even though I don't like school, but I'm always learning every day.
No, absolutely.
Always learning every day. And I try to learn as much as I can every day, but being at this office and obviously being as young as we are, like, and this getting fed into us, this can just, you know, this is going to just develop us and more and more. And by the time we're probably 24, man, we could be rich. We could see millions and millions and millions. I mean, we're just starting off right now, but imagine where it's going to be later just because we're feeding ourselves all this. And guys, y'all don't even have to be working at an office. I advise y'all to be in an environment where you can learn, where you can always learn. Every day you should probably try to learn something new. I feel like if you, you know, go out through the day and I feel like you just didn't learn nothing, I feel like you didn't really accomplish the day. Because every day I'm always coming out with something new, man. I always come out with new ideas.
Absolutely.
Like, if y'all guys really think about it, like, you know, whoever's watching this, you know, y'all, you have so many ideas that just seem so good in your head. So why didn't you write it down? I used to think that to myself. Yeah, why didn't I write this down?
Absolutely.
You know, like, and I guess that's what a book taught me. You need to write these things down. It's so important to see what you're thinking.
And then,
because, you know, people, obviously you need to see it to believe it. So write it down, you know?
Absolutely.
What do you think about that?
You can look at it almost as, like, what Tony just said, as the first step of bringing your dreams into reality. And so that vision or that thought or, like, whatever it is, hit your mind. The sooner that you can put that on paper, then the sooner you can see it in reality. And it's so crazy to think, because Think and Grow Rich actually taught us that whenever you have a thought or whenever you have an intense desire, write it down. Mm-hmm. And so what this allows us to do is to just materialize something that was, you know, just nothing but a thought. We picked it up from the air circling around us. We put it on that paper, and now we can see it. We can focus on it, and we can break down what it's going to take to get it. And so the first step of attaining your goals is to have a burning desire.
Yeah, that was one of the most beautiful things I've ever, like, read in my life, honestly. Like, I feel like what our generation has a hard time doing, I wouldn't even say our generation, just what everybody has a hard time doing is starting. Y'all ever notice that when y'all are back in school, you would try to write an essay, and the hardest thing to do in that essay was to start it. Because mm-hmm. as soon as you start it, you were just like, as soon as y'all got that first introduction paragraph, you know, back in school,
yeah.
you knew immediately how you're going to end it, what you're going to talk about, what was going to happen. So that's why it's important to just start, guys, to just write it down and do it. Because what this book taught me was momentum.
Momentum.
Once you start, it's going to start off small, obviously, which is it's going to get little by little by little by little. And it's going to turn into something bigger because all that momentum. All it really does take is to start. Because if you are working out, literally the first time you ever worked out, it was the hardest thing to do. You probably wanted to quit the week in, But after y'all broke that week, and at least I hope y'all kept going because there was momentum there. Like, even in you can apply momentum in anything, honestly.
Absolutely.
Like, in football games, basketball games, whoever has the most momentum is probably the most likely going to win, or more likely going to win, or score.
Right.
Like, you know, and that's really what this book has taught me, was just momentum. Because I feel like, you know, as soon as I get an idea, I need to jot it down and start it. So then little by little, I can just gain momentum and just finish it out.
Absolutely.
Because I feel like a lot of us see things or start things, but we never end them. So I kind of want, you know, our generation to break that.
No, absolutely.
To stop with the starting and more of the ending. Like, what's the end point to this? Are you gonna finish it? Where's the finish line? You know, I feel like a lot of us have a hard time, you know, finishing too.
Absolutely, absolutely. And so even like, we have to be mindful of what Tony just said. Sometimes people, you know, they're okay with the starting, but they won't get to the ending. But then some people, like myself at least, sometimes have a hard time envisioning the ending. And so what some of reading has taught me is that I don't need to worry about that. That's not in my control because it's so far out. But the only thing that is in my control is right now. This is the only thing that exists, is yeah. right now. So what can I do right now to get started and to push me in the right direction? So say I'm trying to, you know, close 2 deals a month. What can I do right now to get that?
Yeah.
Well, I can call people. You know, I can cold call, warm call. I can go knock on the doors, because Lord knows there's millions of doors here in San Antonio.
To knock on.
No, absolutely. I can follow up with my sphere of influence, which is just the people within my circle, whether it's their families, whether it's their cousins, whether it's their aunties, whether it's their dogs. I'm going to hit them up and see if they know anyone looking to buy or sell anytime soon here in San Antonio. And if I'm not doing that, then how am I going to be mad at myself in the future when I don't have the things that I want?
Yeah.
And so,
can I add something on to that?
Absolutely. Go ahead.
I like how you're saying that, what'd you call it? Oh, my bad. I just lost it right
now.
No,
you're fine.
Yeah, but basically what I was trying to say is what I got from that book, and kind of trying to apply what you said, is that a lot of the time that you're basically saying, like, you can always do more. What can I do to start right now?
Right.
And I feel like a lot of people shut that down because of fear.
Mm.
Or doubt. Fear and doubt really, really can dwindle, you know, your ideas down to something that's so small.
No, absolutely.
And the thing is, no one's doing that other than yourself.
That's like, fear is something that no one else is aware of. No one else like gets to see. It's all just inside.
Yeah.
But what's stopping us from like actually getting out of our fear? Mm-hmm. Like, what's stopping us from, you know, pushing forward?
Guys, all it takes is just to do it. Just to do it.
Just do it.
Just to stick one out in the mud and do it. I'm serious.
No,
like,
for real.
Like, you know, like, I have so many ideas. I used to have so many ideas, and then they never came to fruition, because it's just like, dang, dude. Like, I was just like, what if it doesn't work? What if it doesn't work? What if this? What if that? Guys, stop with the what ifs.
Not for real. Kill the what if.
Kill the what if.
It's not real.
It's not real. It really isn't real. What if is basically fear. That's doubt. That's just somebody. That's somebody else talking. That isn't you talking.
No, absolutely.
I promise you, it's not you talking. Because all of us want more for ourselves, right? You think so?
Absolutely. And exactly with what Tony's saying, fear is all around us. Doubt is all around us. So is shame. But that is one of the main things that we will be learning about in our next book, Outwitting the Devil. Mm-hmm. I'm very excited to dive into this. Napoleon Hill basically goes in detail about a conversation he has with the so-called devil. And in this conversation, it's basically highlighting all the ways that the devil is out to get you. And you don't have to look at this in a religious sense or anything like that, but in a sense that there's positive energy around you and there's negative energy all around you. If I have this idea that initially I'm thinking, oh, wow, this is great, I can make something of this. But then afterwards, all I hear is, ooh, that's going to be too hard, or maybe like people will judge me for this, or I don't know if I can like actually reach this goal. That is the devil in your ear, and you got to shut that shit out.
Mm-hmm.
You know why? Because as humans, we have free will, do we not?
Oh, we have free will. We literally can do anything.
So what's stopping us? What is stopping me from pushing forward and getting every single damn thing that I want? Fear.
Fear, so. Man. It can really hurt us. It can really hurt us to just want more for ourselves. You know, I feel like our generation is really lost on what they want to do, you know?
Absolutely.
And I just would want, I guess, younger people like us to realize that, you know, to realize that there's more. There's always going to be more, but it also just starts with you. Because I feel like, you know, a lot of times we talk to people. I'm pretty sure you talk to people, and it's just like, they want to go do this. Like, they're saying, like, hey, I want to go to the gym. I want to do this. I want to do this. They want a lot of things. But I feel like when the conversation comes up, when we ask them, well, what are you going to do to achieve that? It's just a bunch of excuses after that.
Mm.
And don't get me wrong, guys. Sometimes I even make excuses today.
No, absolutely. But
that's what we're saying, to read books, because that taught me how to push that bitch voice down, to push it down. That's not me. It's just, I don't know what that is. Like, you know,
I'd say it's all the trauma, all the wounds, all the pain, all the disappointments that we've ever accumulated in our life that we never dealt with. So being humans, we constantly run into like issues. We constantly run into obstacles, and there's a lot of things that hurt us, and there's a lot of things that stick with us. And so by reading and like understanding this personal development, it really allowed me to raise my awareness of what certain things were, whether that was my nervous habits, whether that was my fidgeting, whether that was like me sweating a lot just because of my anxiety, or whether that was me like not even being able to get out of bed because of like certain depressive episodes.
Mm-hmm.
When I got into the self-help and the personal development like space, I started learning so much, and I started to connect the dots.
Yeah.
And so once I realized that, oh, me fidgeting, or oh, me scared to make this call, or oh, like me not being able to have this conversation was all because of fear, fear of rejection, or like just me already like envisioning the end result where I don't get what I want. It held me back from so many things, so many beautiful opportunities I could have had at my doorstep.
Yeah.
But if I was unable to recognize them and to overcome them, then I wouldn't be where I am right now.
And you know what I like what you said there was opportunity. I feel like I always come back to this, because I always tell my friends this, that once you see, and if my friends watch this, they can vouch for me.
Absolutely.
Put it in the comments if y'all do. When y'all see opportunity, we need to take that. Like, when opportunity comes into your face, or when it comes and just like sits on your lap, like you need to take preparation. Like, you know, like, you know what you remember what we were talking about? I kept saying it in the office. So, and Nipsey Hussle said it. He was saying, when will opportunity meet preparation?
So when opportunity meets preparation, yeah. That's what some people regard as luck.
Mm.
And so luck and opportunities can almost go hand in hand. We talked about the idea of auto-suggestion in Think and Grow Rich. And one of the examples that came up was, do you notice whenever, say you got a new car, say you got this beautiful red Mercedes,
yeah.
You know, once you get that car and like you own it, you'll start to see that same car every single place in your life. And so the reason why is because we're training our brain to see these things because we want it. After acquiring that red Mercedes and you start seeing it more and more, it almost starts to devalue it a little,
mm-hmm.
But it lets you know that there's an abundance of it in the world.
Yeah.
And so we can almost train our brain to see opportunity.
Yeah.
When it's in our face.
I remember reading that too.
No, absolutely. That, yeah. And like, that was one thing that stuck with me. It was huge, because all my life there has been so much opportunity, but it was not met with preparation. I was not ready to take them, and I did not mm-hmm. have the confidence in myself to just go after it. But you know, I don't want that to be the case anymore. So
yeah, we should not let that be the case. And I feel like that's what these books have really taught me, was to take opportunity when it's there in your face. Like, oh. You know, when it's right there, like I think about it before, man, and there was a bunch of opportunity that came into my life and I never took it. And thinking back then, like, or thinking back now, like, if I would have taken more opportunities, I don't know. I'm pretty sure my life would have steered in a different direction, whether that's good or bad, because you know, some opportunities could be bad. Absolutely. Obviously, there's bad opportunities, like drug dealing. There's been times where
there was a bit of a need that almost like you felt that you were going to be pulled into that direction.
Yeah, but yeah, there's been times where I felt like I was getting pulled in that direction, and you obviously just got to dwindle down and determine which opportunities are good and which opportunities are bad. And what's going to benefit you just in the long run.
Oh, absolutely.
Like, you know?
And one thing that really stuck with me as well is how it basically allowed me to view my thoughts as nothing more than like a log just floating down a river. So with the ideas and the logs that are the ideas, the ones that I want to keep, those are the things that I write down. But everything else that pops up into my mind that doesn't serve me, I just let it flow down the river. Just let it, you know, in through one, out the other.
Yeah. And you know, us talking about these books, I feel like what we need to talk about right now next is that you can literally read these books and just it be so mindless to you. Like, you can read this whole, I think, what is it, 140 pages of this book called The Compound Effect. That practically kind of changed my life. But you can read this book and it just comes out one ear and then out the other. Or I guess in your mind and then it just leaves. So that's why it's important to discipline yourself when reading these books. No, to apply these things that you learn. To be honest, they say that you never really master a book until you read it 3 times. Mm. And then obviously when you start applying it, you know?
No, you're right.
I feel like, what'd you call it? What have you done to help your discipline when it comes to these books, like applying yourself into these books? What disciplinary actions have you taken?
So not disciplinary actions, but the discipline that I've built for myself was inspired by reading these books. So The Compound Effect introduced an idea that if a plane were to take off from, say, Dallas-Fort Worth area, and they were either heading to New Jersey or New York, just 1 degree off would considerably change the trajectory of the plane wherever it ends up landing. And so when I look at that, I try to look at my beginning of my day as my takeoff. So if I wake up in the morning and I just, you know, do something that's not great for me, opposed to doing something that I know is going to like benefit me in the long run, say that's exercising, say that's breath work, say that's working out, say that's just cleaning myself or even just giving myself affirmations of love, I can set the tone and the direction of my day. So I always try to like kickstart the morning with, you know, just positive feelings, positive energy, positive like vibes, all of it. And that can look like something different to everyone else. Like whether that's like listening to your favorite song, whether that's repeating a mantra, or whether that's just waking up and spending time with your family, your dogs, your pets, or even, you know, just art. Opposed to waking up and just scrolling immediately. Opposed to waking up and just lighting up immediately, you know? Mm. There's so many things that you can do in the morning that will either make it or break it. And so with The Compound Effect teaching me that every small action leads to bigger things, I have to make sure I'm on top of myself so I can create the big energy that I want.
You know, you saying that, this actually brought up another topic in my head that I feel like what our generation really struggles with is self-sabotage, man. Mm. I feel like a lot of us know what the problem is, what needs to be done, what is in our life that we need to take out. And all of us know it. Mm-hmm. All of us know it. It's just that I feel like it's just all about the comfortability, man. Like, being comfortable is probably the worst things you can do. Because if you're comfortable, that means you're stagnant. That means you're just like at a constant, just like this. Mm-hmm. You're not going up, nor that you're going down. You're just comfortable. And I think it was Think and Grow Rich. What it taught me was be comfortable with being uncomfortable.
Okay.
Because when you're uncomfortable, you know how my brother broke it down to me and it really blew my mind? He said, you know when a person doesn't work out? You know, say a person doesn't work out. You know, they're not working out. They're not going to the gym. Their body stays the same. And if they eat a lot, then they can, then obviously their body's gonna, yeah, you know, you're gonna get out of shape. But he told me when you don't work out, nothing happens to your body. You're just losing out on what you can gain. But when you work out, working out is never comfortable. Mm-hmm. It's super uncomfortable. Just lifting weights all the time, putting your body to the limit is super uncomfortable, but you come out with results.
Absolutely.
Results. And that blew my mind. I'm like, wow, like, I need to start being more uncomfortable.
Absolutely.
I just see a lot of our generation just kind of self-sabotaging. Like, I talk to people and they tell me they know what the problem is and they don't do nothing to change. That's what books really taught me, that you need to do something, that you need to, you know, get out of that headspace, and I guess out of that environment, whatever you're in. Because what another book also taught me was, As a Man Thinketh, is that we are the ultimate deciders of our own life and our own action. Like, we are the fortress of our mind. Like, you know, we control what's happening. Even if your circumstances are not in your favor, you can always control what's happening.
Right.
I thought that was pretty interesting.
I think that's pretty interesting.
What do you think about, I guess, our generation self-sabotaging?
So I feel like self-sabotage initially stems from a lack of awareness of the things that are holding us back, you know, and that comes in the form of the junk food, that comes in the form of scrolling on social media, that comes in the form of just wasting time. And honestly, one of the biggest killers is the people that you're around. So the circle that you have, like whether it's your friends, whether it's your family, if you look at the sum of their habits and then look at yourself, it's almost like you're looking at a mirror.
Yeah.
You really are a reflection of the people that you hang out with. And so one thing that was really hard for me when it comes to the self-sabotaging sense was letting go of people that held me back. And it's not that I'm blaming them that, we weren't letting me do more or this or that, but it was just the people that I felt so comfortable around that I would never feel the need to change or grow or just be better than I was.
Yeah.
And so whenever I finally burned those bridges, it only propelled me forward. You know, it forced me to look into new things, into new hobbies, into new friends. And all I can say is we're doing great.
Right, you know,
I'm doing my best not to self-sabotage. And the only thing I can say to any young people that may still be dealing with that is just take a moment out of your day and just look around you. If you can see all the beauty, like all the beauty, all the blessings, you know, all your hopes and dreams, then you're probably doing it right. But if you're still getting up in the morning complaining that, like, oh, I'm so tired, or oh, I'm so, you know, like, I'm so sick of working all the time, or oh, like, I just want to do nothing, then you're not doing anything to change.
Mm-hmm.
You're stagnant.
You're comfortable. Yeah.
Cut that shit out,
guys. we're being serious when we're telling you this, because we know, us being young, like, man, all we have is being comfortable. Like, we've always been comfortable. We've been handed things our whole life, from being the time when we, you know, was born up till now. And now going out into the real world, I can see why a lot of us struggle with that. Because it was a big which got changed for me when I turned 18 and I realized, oh, my mom's not going to be helping me out as much anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, like, now I got to get it on my own.
Right.
And you know, getting it on your own really comes with a lot of, it comes with a lot of maturity.
Oh, absolutely.
You know, and I guess another question you can ask yourself is, are you mature enough?
That's a hard thing to measure, gauge, you know?
That is.
It really is.
It is. I feel like maturity never really comes with age. It comes with experience. Experience. That's what I'm saying.
Okay, guys. I think that's all the time we have for today. I really appreciate you.
I really appreciate y'all too. We'll probably be back next week. And yeah,
you guys have a good one.
Yeah, y'all have a good
one. Catch
you
on the next one of Uncut with Q. All right.
All right. See y'all.